You're listening to SBS News.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says authorities have arrested two US citizens who were part of a plan to capture him, which has been foiled. At a media conference, President Maduro held up a pair of blue US passports.
Fueron capturados en esta incursión los estadounidenses.
They were captured in this raid. The Americans Aaron Berry Sack, a professional mercenary of the United States, a security member of Donald Trump, and Mr. Luke Alexander Denman, also a member of Donald Trump's security. They have already confessed, and all the terrorist group, they are already testifying.
Por todo el grupo terrorista ya se encuentran declarando.
President Maduro showed images of the fishing boats the alleged attackers rowed in on and equipment like walkie-talkies and night vision glasses collected in what he called an intense couple of days. He blamed the attacks on the Trump administration and neighboring Colombia, both of which have denied involvement.
Esta incursión terrorista de la que hemos sido víctimas, nosotros pudimos develar.
We were able to uncover this terrorist incursion of which we have been victims. We know that the United States government assigned the DEA for the preparation of this action and assigned a private company, Silver Corp, all its operational planning. The government of the United States of America is fully and completely involved in this raid, defeated by the Solid Civic Military Police Union of Venezuela.
Derrotada por la Sólida Unión Cívico-Militar Policial de Venezuela.
Officials say the first attack started before dawn on Sunday on a beach near Venezuela's port city of La Guaira, when security forces made the first two arrests and killed eight others attempting to make a landing by speedboats. Images of security forces arresting a man were shown on state TV. Authorities identified the man as Venezuelan National Guardsman Captain Antonio Sequeira, who participated in a barracks revolt against President Maduro a year ago. A video of the interrogation of another detainee, Josnaz Baduel, the son of a former defense minister, has also been released.
In your group are two Americans, two gringos?
They are detained.
Are detained? Where do they work? What were they doing with you?
They are intermediaries. As I said to the man right now, they are security chiefs of the President of the United States.
Of Trump? Who said that? Did they say it themselves? Repeat that again.
Yes, they say they work with the security advisory of the President of the United States.
Who is the President of the United States?
Donald Trump.
But opposition leader Juan Guaido says the government is trying to cause confusion to disguise what is really happening in Venezuela.
Today, at this time when the dictatorship attempts to deceive, to confuse, to pretend, to strengthen itself with a narrative that we know is not correct. Fortunately, nobody believes them.
A former member of the U.S. Army Special Forces, Jordan Goodrow, says the two men are his employees. Mr. Goodrow runs a private security firm called Silver Corp USA in Florida and says he was one of the plot's organizers. Donald Trump denies any involvement of the United States government.
I just got information, nothing to do with our government, but I just got information on that. So we'll find out. We just heard about it. But whatever it is, we'll let you know. But it has nothing to do with our government.
Venezuela and the United States broke diplomatic ties last year amid heightened tensions, so there is no U.S. embassy in Caracas. Alan Lee, SBS News.